21 minutes after 4 o'clock, it is downtown here on your Wednesday afternoon. A lot of things happening at the University of Maine, and we thought the best way to find out the details is to go right to the source. The director of athletics at the university joins us on the G&M Family Market telephone line. Carlton Creech, good Wednesday afternoon.
Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm doing wonderful. Getting away from the office here and headed over to Cross Insurance Center in a little while to catch a little Black Bear basketball tonight.
Well, it sounds great. Going to be a good one tonight with Dartmouth. Bob Walsh should be on with us in the 5 o'clock hour to break it down. Let's talk women's basketball before we get to the football coaching search. Great news confirmed this week, and I know a big announcement planned for tomorrow as the America East Tournament comes to Maine. That is, I think, great for the university, great for the state, great for Portland and the Cross Arena. That's just good news all around.
It is good news all around, Rich, and an interesting way how that developed. You know, the University of Maine actually had nothing to do with that. That was a idea that originated out of Portland with the Shamrock Group, who handles some sports marketing for the America East Conference, and they're based in Portland, and they worked with the arena and the city of Portland to propose this deal up to be a neutral site host of the women's basketball tournament. And got great momentum among the America East institutions and was unanimously approved by the ADs, and just a great, I think, representation of, you know, what Maine can do and what we can bring to our areas when we have some good momentum. And so, you know, we're certainly thrilled to only have to take a two-hour bus trip down to the America East tournament, not this year, but in the next two future years. And great thing, and we're certainly excited about it, but don't want to confuse the situation because we can't take any credit for it. It was something that the city of Portland and the America East worked out.
Well, certainly exciting news there. Now, on the football front, have you completed your interviews, and can you tell us how many people you've talked to?
We have done an initial round of interviews, Rich, and we are narrowing our candidate pool and are hoping to do round two next week with in-person interviews. The first round were just video interviews. And, you know, we've got, I feel like we're in a great position, Rich. We've got qualified candidates that want to be the head football coach at the University of Maine, and that's what we were looking for. We've got that, and now it's all about evaluating fit and who's the right choice to follow Jack Cosgrove as the leader of Maine football.
You've talked about the criteria before, and you've said that you certainly prefer someone who has some Division I experience.
Yep. Every candidate we interviewed in the initial phase had Division I coaching experience. So, like I said, I was very pleased with the candidate pool. Multiple really qualified candidates, and you know, to be able to make a choice from that kind of candidate pool was certainly something we all were very pleased with. So, you know, having Division I experience was something we were looking for. It's something every candidate that we interviewed initially had, and certainly something the next football coach will have.
Now, what are some, obviously you look for experience and you look for what they can do on the field and as a football coach, but beyond that, things like being a salesman and a spokesperson for the program, and then even some of the intangibles that help draw people to games and in relating to students, how do you evaluate those sort of things?
You do, and you must have gotten a copy of our interview questions there, Rich, because those were a lot of the conversations we had. You know, when you talk about a head coach of a major program, it is much more than the X's and O's of coaching. It's about program building, being the face and spokesperson for the program, also being a leader among the entire Department of Athletics. So there's so much more than goes into it. People don't always have to have, candidates don't always have to have direct experience in a lot of those areas. There certainly has to be a willingness and an enthusiasm to embrace that role. And all the candidates we interviewed, I think, had those qualities. But you know, as you know, you've seen it traveling with the team. There's so much more than maybe the public and the fans see about what goes into being a head football coach.
So personal interviews next week, and then do you hope to have a new coach in place by the end of next week?
Yeah, we're right on our timeline, which is great news. So pending being able to schedule the in-person interviews in a timely manner, which I'm confident we'll be able to do, my hope is to, and according to our schedule, is to be able to make an offer by next week and have a candidate certainly confirmed before the winter holiday.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
I will. I'm right here. I'll say it in the air. I'll buy you coffee if you just tell us right now who the coach is going to be.
I wish I could. And it's interesting. Everybody, it's natural to want to talk about names and personalities. And I'll tell you why I'm reluctant to do that. It's out of respect for the candidates. Beyond football coaching candidates at the University of Maine, these are people with lives, and they all have jobs right now. Mm. And they have responsibilities. They have families. And, you know, to put them out in a public arena, really before it's needed. It'll become very public very soon. And, I just try to maintain some level of confidentiality out of respect for the candidates. And it is a public job and we're a public institution, but we also have to remember that, these are people with lives behind this. And I want to try to respect that.
Yeah, and in the past, and it's been a while, but there have been some instances in the past where finalists for the job were in a little media forum. That's not the type of thing you anticipate doing?
It's not. I have confidence in these candidates that, they can handle themselves publicly. If I thought we were in a situation where I needed to test people with that, maybe we would consider that. I know other schools have done that. Maybe we've done that here at Maine prior to my time here. But for me, that's not something I want to do. And I think in a lot of times that can limit your candidate pool. If they know they've got to go public, mm-hmm. You talk about we're in a business of recruiting and relationships. And, if a coach were to go public for a job, does that put in jeopardy the job they have now, the recruiting relationships they have now? There's a lot behind the scenes that I, in my philosophy, try to protect our candidates as much as I can. Nice. And look, in this day and age of social media and cell phones, and it's really hard to keep things confidential, right. So I'm also realistic. But I try to maintain as much respect for our candidates as I can.
I understand completely. And before we let you go, there have been a couple shots fired across the bow at the university and different media outlets, and one of them particularly struck me because of, the lack of information behind it. And it was a statement made in another media outlet that said women's hockey was, quote, a massive money black hole. How would you respond to that?
I would respond, Rich, that if you just look at finances of all of our programs, we don't turn net profits with sport programs at the University of Maine. And so to say that about women's ice hockey is true about many of our other programs. To a certain extent, hockey, men's ice hockey can turn some revenue with ticket sales, but they do not turn a net profit when you look at everything that goes into running the men's hockey program. Or any of our other programs. So I wouldn't categorize it that way, but to say the women's ice hockey program at Maine loses money, well, that's true, but so do all of our other programs. So it doesn't make them unique.
Carlton, this is Bruce. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's good to get some actual information out there on the topic. Carlton, we thank you as always. Appreciate your time this afternoon. We wish you good luck in those final interviews next weekend. We look forward to hearing the big news soon.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
That's Carlton Creech, Director of Athletics at the University of Maine.